Welcome to the Friday, August the 22nd episode of Briefings with Butts. This one holds a very special place in my heart because it is our fifth episode and I am your fifth superintendent. I'm your host, Dr. Jeff Butts, superintendent of the Metropolitan School District of Wayne Township. This weekly podcast is an important district communication tool for our staff, so thank you for carving out just about 15 minutes to listen each week. We hope this weekly update keeps you informed, connected, and most importantly, shines a spotlight on the great things happening in our schools. Well, let's dive into the highlights from another great week in the MSD of Wayne Township. On Wednesday morning, we held our annual host mentor celebration at the Girl Scout Founders Lodge, always a fantastic way to celebrate our incredible partners, the thousand or so volunteers that will be in our classrooms, and kick off another year of helping one student to succeed. We're now in year 22 or 23, I've lost count, but we've been doing this for a couple of decades. On Thursday, we also had the opportunity to finish our straight A awards for all of our elementary school students. We still have secondary schools, which will start next week, but it's been wonderful to get around to all 11 elementary schools and recognize those students who received straight A's for the entire school year of 2024-2025. And congratulations to our Donors Choose grant recipients. This week, the Wayne Township Education Foundation supported 120 classroom projects totaling, listen to this, $22,000 that are now going into our classrooms thanks to Donors Choose and the Wayne Township Education Foundation. Speaking of which, our guest this week is our Wayne Township Education Foundation Executive Director, Lisa Bays. Welcome, Lisa.
Thank you so much for having me.
Not your first time on the show, but we always love having you back to talk about what's happening with the foundation. Any updates that you have for us?
Yeah. I do want to give a shout out to all our staff members who received funding yesterday. The funding came from the foundation, but there are some other additional supporters that really helped move those projects kind of over the finish line.
Just amazing. It's so fun to see our teachers posting on social media and all the projects that they're doing. And we have some teachers that really, really go after that funding with Donors Choose and just improves the opportunities they have in the classroom.
The preschool had 39 projects funded by us alone.
Wow.
So that was crazy.
That's amazing.
They were sort of the winner of the day on that.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah we're it's sort of the heart of the work we're doing is this is why we raise money. We raise money so we can give it back and acknowledge these great ideas of our teachers and in turn create new experiences and resources for their students.
You know, I know we have several new staff this year and people that may not know a whole lot about the foundation. Do you want to just give just an overview of the Wayne Township Education Foundation, the work you do, how long you've been around? You're the second executive director in the history of the Education Foundation, but tell our listeners a little bit about the foundation.
Yes, thank you. We've been around since 1991, 34 years, and we are sort of a grassroots entity that got started with a community members gathering people and wanting to give back to teachers. His wife was a teacher, Bart York's wife was a teacher, and he said, I see these foundations showing up throughout the state. Mm-hmm. We need one too. So the heart of our work is supporting teacher ideas, helping students have new experiences. We fund scholarships and recognition as well. And our latest initiative is scholarships for classified staff who want to go back and be teachers and finish their degrees.
Something we really never had to think about because there were so many people who were coming out of colleges and universities trained to be teachers. Yet now we know that we have a bit of a shortage and we have a number of people who get into our classrooms as an aide and say, you know what, I really would like to be a teacher. But they're at a point in their life where it's kind of hard to one, come up with the money and two, the time. And so those scholarships from the foundation have really been a benefit.
Yeah. We expect we'll see maybe six credentialed folks by August of 2026.
That's amazing.
Where they land, who knows? But that's what we think is on the pipeline in terms of the funds that we've put out there.
And that's just one of many scholarships that you oversee with the foundation, scholarships that support students from a number and a variety of things that are awarded every spring.
Yep. Last year, nearly $40,000 in scholarships was awarded, including those teacher ones. We have a superintendent scholarship, which also targets
We're accepting donations for that one. Anybody who wants to donate.
Right on. I've created an opportunity to pay tribute to Dr. Butts' service, and that's a really great place to help inspire the legacy of future educators.
Absolutely. We know that that's, and we've hired Some of those folks who received that scholarship went off to their 4 years in college and became a teacher, and we always guarantee them a job when they come back. We'll have to see if the next superintendent's going to do the same thing. Well, we're talking about raising money. So Foundation has been very nimble over the years in creating opportunities to raise funds. Those who can remember, we used to have talent shows and spaghetti nights, and we've just done a number of things, of course, shifting to the Wayne Winter Games and the health fair. But you have something new this year. Do you want to tell us about it?
We're really excited about it. Lots of young people are doing trivia nights weekly at local venues, mm-hmm. and we're like, let's take this idea and really engage our staff in community alumni, retired mm-hmm. teachers, in a trivia night. So Giants of Trivia.
Giants of Trivia.
Exactly. And it really will be a great way to engage our community, bring teachers together, bring staff members together, but really also just celebrate public education mm-hmm. in a fun way and raise money to boot. So
what kinds of trivia can they expect? Are there mm-hmm. there is it going to be all about Wayne Township, or is it going to be just general trivia that like you might find in just at, you know,
it's
a gathering of
multi-generational, multifaceted. Okay. We're going to have sports, entertainment, music, history. So it'll be multifaceted. However, we will have a few Wayne questions. Okay. We may even have a few superintendent trivia questions.
Ooh.
So we're developing that right now. We're working with an organization that does this kind of trivia
Excellent.
Stuff all over the place.
And remind us the date.
It's October 4th.
October the 4th. 5
to 8 p.m. Okay. at the Girl Scout Founders Lodge.
We just mentioned them. They're great partners. Hosted the host celebration this week. So be at the Founders Lodge, Girl Scouts, Camp Delwood, corner of 21st and Girls School. So right here in Wayne Township.
You got to register in advance.
Okay.
Limited seating.
How many on a team?
You can do a team of four or a team of eight.
Okay. What's the difference? Other than the number of people, obviously.
No difference really. So Twice the brain power.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay.
That's right. And there's a little bit of different pricing structure because we're throwing in freebie questions on a couple of those. So it averages about $30 a person. And we're willing to work with our staff if people want to send us checks mm-hmm. individually versus doing it through our website.
You've always been really a strong advocate for Teachers Jeans Days as being a motivator. Tell me about your idea for next Friday.
Yes. Thank you, Dr. Butts. we would love it if you would say, yes, Jeans Day next Friday. And those proceeds can help pay for a team for a building.
So what do the staff have to do in order to get that Jeans Day next Friday?
They probably have to pay their principal. I don't know. I think they're generally like $5.
Okay.
We don't really micromanage that process, but I didn't have approval, so I haven't really mapped it out.
All right.
Yet.
So if we have a Jeans Day next Friday, the intent is that every school is going to fund a team through this Jeans Day next Friday.
Yeah, we'd be awesome.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. So, listeners, make sure to talk to your principals. Make sure they're listening to this podcast. They are authorized next Friday, August the 29th, to have a Jeans Day fundraiser for a team from your school to represent your school at the Giants of Trivia night, October the 4th, at the Girl Scouts Founders Lodge, Camp Delwood, the corner of 21st and Girls School. Lisa, anything else before we get ready to wrap up?
You know, it'll be a full-fledged event. Yeah. Area 31 is catering, and they're leaning in on our Girl Scout
okay.
stuff. So we'll have a Girl Scout cookie-oriented dessert that night.
Wow. Well,
so we love those folks at
Chef
Area 31.
Stefano and the team over there with the Culinary Arts Program do an absolutely phenomenal job, so I know that it's going to be a great night. 5 o'clock to 8 o'clock?
Yep.
5 o'clock to 8 o'clock, October the 4th. Put it on your calendar. And if you want a team from your school, make sure that next week you wear jeans and bring some money to fundraise as well. Thank you, Lisa, for being our guest. Greatly appreciated. And thanks for all that you do to support what's happening in our classrooms.
My pleasure to be here. Thank you.
All right. Couple reminders. September the 1st is the next deadline for submitting a traditional grant application. You can visit the Wayne Township Education Foundation website or read this week's Parent Square message that'll have a link on how to apply for a grant. Also coming up, good luck to our Giants competing this weekend. Ben Davis boys football team is on the road tonight. They'll take on the Irish at Cathedral High School. Actually, that game will be played at Butler University, so make sure to check that out. And tomorrow, our girls soccer and flag football teams will be playing in their first competition, I believe, or one of their first competitions. So good luck to all of our Giants competing tonight and this weekend. Also, make sure to stop by and say hello to our Wayne Township Child Nutrition team and our transportation team at the Wayne Township Public Safety Day celebration. That's happening tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. in the Sam's Club parking lot off of Rockville Road. Such a great event. Thanks to the trustees' office and the fire department. Features more than 50 vendors and resource booths, games, activities for the children, music, bounce houses. The Ben Davis Lions Club Classic Car Show will be there, safety demonstrations, and I think Gleaners may even have some food for everyone to take as well who attends the event. Also, there'll be free lunches, snacks. There's usually actually some roasted corn that goes very quickly, hot dogs. So stop on out to the Wayne Township Public Safety Day celebration, 10 to 1 o'clock at Sam's Club off of Rockville Road. Well, that's it for this week. Be sure to tune in next week for the latest on what's happening in the MSD of Wayne Township. Before we wrap up this episode, I want to end with our mission and our vision. It's the reason why we're here. Our mission, to activate and accelerate student learning. And our vision, to develop great people. Thank you for the impact you make each and every day. And remember, I am Wayne, you are Wayne, we are Wayne. Thanks for listening, and have a great weekend.